Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 21st. Currently with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is west at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the wind chill is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A car wrecks and gets stuck on a fence. Julio Flores has more.
On Wednesday, the Havana Division, Independence, Kansas Fire EMS, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office responded to County Road 1350 North for an injury accident. The vehicle was suspended on a fence with the patient trapped inside. Havana called for mutual aid from the Independence Division and Caney Fire Rescue. The landing zone was set for MedFlight Parsons just north of the scene. The patient was gotten out of the vehicle and flown to a regional trauma center. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The Topeka Zoo will host an Earth Day celebration on Saturday, April 22nd, joining over 130 other zoos and aquariums across the U.S. for a party for the planet. The zoo will host interactive Earth Day stations and hands-on activities for kids. Two dozen organizations will be there with information on taking steps at home to protect animals and their habitats. That's tomorrow for Earth Day at the Topeka Zoo. And other groups around Kansas plan similar events. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly has signed off on the bill that would eliminate much of the cost around concealed carry license issuance fees. House substitute for Senate Bill 116 arrived at the governor's desk on Thursday, April 20th, and she approved of the legislation, which will take away a barrier to safety training for concealed carry for Kansas residents. The bill eliminates $100 from the total concealed carry license issuance fee, which is currently set at $132.50, a $16 fee paid to the Kansas Department of Revenue for the issuance and renewal of the concealed carry license card will also be removed, alongside a $25 fee paid to renew the license and a $15 late fee for failure to renew the license. The bill passed the Senate with a vote of 27 to 10 and the House with 86 to 37 earlier this year. The fiscal note attached to an earlier version of the bill stated that the Kansas Department of Revenue issues an average of 21,139 concealed carry licenses per year, and by removing the license fees under the bill, it would cause a loss of $1.2 million in state revenues for fiscal year 2024. Kansas game wardens are advising residents to keep an eye out for rattlesnakes, whether they're alive or dead. In a post on its Facebook page, the Department of Wildlife and Parks game wardens said that a dead mass Asaga rattlesnake was removed from the McPherson County State Fishing Lake area on Wednesday to protect any children or pets that may have wandered across it. And the post also warns that rattlesnakes can still inject venom for some time after death. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said that of the 42 species of snakes in Kansas, there are four native venomous snakes: the prairie rattlesnake, which is found in the western half of the state; the Massasauga rattlesnake, found in the eastern two-thirds of the state; the timber rattlesnake, which is in the eastern fourth of the state; and the copperhead, also in the eastern part of the state. And they added that cottonmouths are very rare in Kansas. Game warden said wild reptiles, alive or dead, can only be collected for non-commercial purposes, cannot be bartered or sold, and a hunting license is required. National Work Zone Awareness Week in Kansas started on April 17th and runs through April 21st. And National Work Zone Awareness Week educates the public of the need for safety in work zones as it brings to light the hazards and dangers of driving through work zones and how to avoid them. A few Kansas work zone facts to know includes that about 85 to 90% of the time, the people injured in work zone crashes are motorists. In 2022 in Kansas, 13 people died in work zone crashes and 341 people were injured. Fines are doubled in all Kansas work zones, whether they're major construction projects or short-term maintenance projects, so if you don't slow down, you will pay up. Some of the top contributing circumstances of work zone crashes include inattention, following too closely, driving too fast for conditions, improperly changing lanes, and violating the right-of-way. The Kansas Move Over Law requires motorists on four-lane highways to switch to the lane furthest from the stationary vehicle displaying flashing lights, if it's safe to do so, and on two-lane highways, you need to slow down and proceed with caution. Speeding up to 65 miles per hour from 55 miles per hour will only save you a minute on a six-mile trip, and citations carry a $195 fine plus court costs. The Kansas Department of Transportation offers a couple of tips to follow in work zones that include to follow the traffic control and expect delays, pay attention and be alert, watch for workers, allow ample space between vehicles, change lanes when directed to do so. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Transportation's Communications Division at kdot.gov. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol reported that a Hastings man was arrested on Wednesday after he ran away from troopers near Grand Island. The patrol said that at around 7 p.m., a trooper pulled over a Chevrolet Silverado speeding on Highway 34 just north of the Interstate 80 exchange in Grand Island. A passenger, later identified as 30-year-old Miguel Lopez, got out of the truck, jumped over a fence, and ran toward the Platte River. About 90 minutes later, a trooper spotted Lopez crawling near the river's south channel, and he was taken into custody. During the initial traffic stop, the patrol said Lopez provided the trooper with false identification. Miguel was arrested on suspicion of criminal impersonation, obstructing a police officer, and criminal possession of a financial transaction device. According to court documents, on Saturday at around 5:50 p.m., a 43-year-old man reported that he had been stabbed by 27-year-old Mimi Kaut at a home near 27th and Holdridge Streets. According to an arrest affidavit filed on Monday, the victim told police that he was in the bathroom when Kaut entered and stabbed him in the shoulder, and she then punched him several times before leaving the home. When the officers arrived, they found Kaut running in a nearby backyard and took her into custody. The victim was then taken to a local hospital where he was found to have a single stab wound. According to the affidavit, while at the Lancaster County Jail, Kaut took a breath test and had a blood alcohol content of 0.393, which is almost five times the legal limit. Kaut was arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault. Beatrice police are investigating after a home was damaged by gunfire early on Wednesday morning. At around 12:30 a.m., officers were sent to the home near North 13th and Court Streets on a report of possible gunshots. And during an investigation, officers found several bullet casings in the area, according to the police, and several rounds had hit the front side of the home. Nobody was home at the time of the shooting. However, a round hit a dog that was inside, and the extent of the dog's injuries was unknown. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Beatrice Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-228-4343. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay golf coach David Stover to talk about the golfers and their tournament today in Norton and on Tuesday in Smith Center.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's been a little while since we got to talk about some varsity golf tournaments, but let's go ahead and start off with the Goodland tournament. That's usually a pretty nice, fun tournament for you.
It was. As always, it's one of the best tournaments we play in every year, field-wise. It's one of the biggest fields, 15 teams this year. Also one of the biggest in the fact there were 102 entries in the tournament. Very good competition every year, and I thought we did a pretty good job out there. I know the wind is always blowing. We caught another day of pretty difficult conditions, but I was pleased with the way we played. We ended up shooting 382 and ended up getting fifth out of 15 teams, so I thought our performance was pretty good. Individually, Eli Jones continued a good start to the beginning of the year. He finished fourth individually with an 85. And actually, one thing that was nice to see out there, Johnny Nielsen stepped up for us. He'd been struggling a little bit, and he missed medal in the top 15 by just a couple of shots and really improved. So overall, I thought it was a really good day for us.
Like we mentioned off air, is that last year, the last couple of years, you haven't been able to get your junior varsity out there on the courses, and this year you're having a really good success. Let's talk about the Hill City Junior Varsity Tournament.
We went to the Hill City JV Tournament last Friday, and we did. You're right, Fig. We've had a lot of good success with them. They medal the top 15. They don't keep team scores at most JV events. They don't, but individually, we did a really nice job. Roland Granberry finished ninth, so he was able to earn a medal. Probably, I would say, was one of the highlights of the day for us was Ellie Miller. Ellie played not only her first high school tournament, she played in literally her first tournament that I'm aware of ever, and she was able to earn a 12th place finish overall. So, obviously, a very good day for her as well. And then Ellie Katz, actually, she tied for the last medalist honor. Unfortunately, she lost a card playoff, but that was a really good day for us as well. I was really pleased with the day for the JV players.
You send the junior varsity back out to Goodland, but again, they only play nine holes in the junior varsity tournaments.
They do. We played for those that are familiar with the Goodland course, it is one of the few 18-hole courses we play. So that JV tournament, we always play on the front nine course, for the first front nine holes, which in my opinion is a little bit more challenging than the back nine. I mean, both sides are really good. So, and then once again, the wind blew quite a bit, so scores were a little bit higher than normal, but I felt really good about what we did there, too. Gavin Braun ties for first place overall. Again, loses a card playoff, so he finishes our runner-up. I was really pleased with how he played. Cooper Bailey was able to earn a medal honor out there, and Dawson Smith also shot the same score. So we had three of the six people we took out there were in the top 15 as well.
Coach, this Friday you will be at the Prairie Dog Golf Course, and you hosting your own invitational. And it's a little bit later than normal. It's on a different date for you, and not normally on a Friday. But let's talk about the Norton Invitational.
I'm really excited about it this year, Fig. Number one, our course is in really good shape right now for this time of year, and that always, I think, helps the tournament. But what really, I think, makes the tournament this year is there is a lot of quality teams and a lot of quality individuals in the tournament this year. We talked about it off air a little bit. Hill City and Hoxie, I think, are two of the best teams in Class 2A this year. So it'll be interesting to watch them go head-to-head, but by no means are they the best teams in the tournament. Phillipsburg has really been playing really well lately. I think Ellis has been getting much better as the season went on, and I think we've played well, too. So I think between those top five, plus there's some – I mean, there's really everybody that's coming is bringing at least – I would say two or three quality players. So you add into that list, you had teams like Northern Valley, Plainville has had some good results this year, Stockton. I think I'm really excited to see how the tournament goes Friday. I think it should be a heck of a day.
And like normal, you kind of put different people on different teams. Is that the situation again for Norton?
We are. As we've always talked, you can play six players on a varsity team, and we're really pretty even right now. We're going to go ahead and play Eli, Roman, Hauser, Trevin Enfield, Bodie Fonensteel, Johnny Nielsen, and Rylan Wildeman as our six. And then we're going to go ahead and put four others on the course, Gavin Braun, Cooper Bailey, Dawson Smith, and Rowan Granberry. And really, all those kids are all – they're all battling for spots varsity-wise. So for us, the best opportunity we can ever get to compare and decide, make decisions later in the season, is to get them on the course together at the same time. So it's kind of a tournament within a tournament for our players as well. And they know it, and they like to compete. And obviously a chance to play at home they're all excited about.
You putting different people in different lineups, and then having the junior varsity playing a few more tournaments than normal. Tuesday of next week, you'll be traveling to Smith Center.
We do go to Smith Center next week, and the kids, this is one the kids are always very excited about. A couple of years ago, Smith Center decided to try something different with our JV tournament. We actually will be playing in a two-person scramble. We will be taking four different two-person teams over there, and they actually scramble as opposed to playing their own ball and keeping their own score. I know the kids are excited about it. To be honest, the coaches are excited about it. It's something a little bit different, and it will definitely be interesting, and they'll have a lot of fun doing it.
Coach, on your own tournament tomorrow, Friday, what time will that start, and would there be an opportunity to have any spectators come for the medal presentations?
Absolutely. We're going to start at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Generally, I mean, we can't really say for sure when we're done. You can usually count on about, I'd say, approximately 5.5 hours, somewhere in there, to play a varsity 18-hole tournament. So we'll have medal presentations as soon as the tournament's over. So I would say somewhere around 6:30, somewhere in there, would be an approximate time for medal presentations.
Coach, we're going to wish you best luck on Friday when you host the Norton Invitational, and then you send the junior varsity to Smith Center. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Stover, and good luck to all of the Blue Jay golfers today in Norton and on Tuesday in Smith Center. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. Your schedule for today for Norton Community Schools: at 1 p.m., the high school varsity golf in Norton, and at 3 p.m., the high school track in Phillipsburg. And tomorrow, Saturday, April 22nd, is prom. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and breezy with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 26 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 56. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 60. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 59. On Tuesday, showers with a high near 52. On Wednesday, showers are likely, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 54. And on Thursday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is west at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly, Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
In sports, I am Fulton Caster. The NFL draft is now just a week away for the Kansas City Chiefs, and there will be a lot of trying to see what they do on draft night from the back part of the draft. And General Manager Brett Veach met with the media. He discussed the Chiefs' process for trading up in the draft and how it goes overall, and just how often in advance they contact other teams trying to figure out what the plans might need to be if they decide to trade up on draft night.
Our guys will call their guys. We'll have a communication on who's using what board, and so that when we get to that pick, we've already had discussions of with teams 18, 19, and 20 that if we get there, they're using this board, and this is what they would want, and this is what we can expect if we wanted that. So it's not like trying to figure out, again, what board and exactly the numerical count they're using, because then, I mean, things happen quickly here, so you have to be prepared. So we do a lot of this on the back end, and usually that's most of the time we spend Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays before the draft, just making sure that teams know that we're interested, either trading up or trading back, and we know the teams that are interested in trading down, and we know exactly what they want and what board they're using.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Well, good morning. It's a quiet start to the day across Kansas. We have a low-pressure system over the upper Midwest, another one in the Pacific Northwest, and the cold front that moved through early yesterday is stretching now from the boot heel of Missouri all the way into central Texas, with high pressure building into the central plains. And for us right here, we have much colder air that's going to be moving in from the north and west, and that will lead to a freeze warning in effect for a large part of north central and northeast Kansas tonight. Another freeze likely expected over much of central and eastern Kansas. That'll be late Saturday night on into Sunday morning. For northwestern Kansas, breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight's low 25. North central Kansas are high in the upper 50s. And in northeast Kansas, today's high in the low 60s. Tonight's low 32. In southwest Kansas, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. For south central Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-60s today. And in southeastern Kansas, partly cloudy this morning with some clearing or high in the upper 60s. Tonight's low in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather, Dan Holliday. Now, cattle futures did an about-face on Thursday after spending some time in negative territory. Feeder cattle had an impressive price swing as traders brought the break, and hogs reacted to Wednesday's lower cutouts and the inability of cash to trade higher. Now, July soybeans are trading down 10 cents early this Friday, threatening to make a new low in April after challenging the $15 mark on Tuesday.